Hey, fellow NDE fans, we have some exciting things coming up on the other side, but we could really use your help and support to keep going with this channel. Our outreach team works around the clock, making sure to bring you the best NDE stories that we can find. But now we're looking to expand into other countries to get near-death experiences from around the globe. However, we need your help and support to make this happen. This is why we're introducing our YouTube membership program. Get access to exclusive, ad-free episodes that haven't been on YouTube. Watch and participate in live Q&As with the guests. Engage directly with us and NDEers. Participate in giveaways and live events. And most importantly, you will ensure our channel's continuous efforts to seek out and uncover these important experiences worldwide. Support us by hitting the Join Now button below. Thank you for your continued viewership and support. Your help will make a difference, and we look forward to building our community together with you.
Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Other Side NDE, where we talk about the fascinating phenomena of near-death experiences. These are more than just close calls. These are firsthand accounts of what people experienced dying, leaving the body, exploring another realm, and then returning to their body in order to share that experience with you. Every person that we interview, and many of us listeners, believe these accounts to be undeniably true experiences people had on the other side. If you enjoy listening to stories like these, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, The Other Side NDE, where we post 2 to 3 videos every week of people sharing their NDE stories.
Hello, my name is Philip Royce, and I'm going to tell you about my near-death experience. I prefer to call it my death experience because I actually died, and I remember coming back into my body, so when I go to say near-death experience, I hesitate because it doesn't really fit what happened to me. So let me tell you what happened. I was sick because of foodborne bacteria. I had been eating packaged salads from the grocery store that you buy. There's many brands, but sometimes they get contaminated with ugly bacteria like Listeria or E. coli, and I'm not sure which one I had. But this was in Dallas area. I lived in McKinney, and this was in December of 2012, and it was on the news. And I had been sick already for a few days with nausea, vomiting, pain in my stomach. And on the news, it was being reported that people were in the hospital with this breakout of bacteria from salad. And that's all I was eating, basically. I used to eat salads every day. They were packaged bag salads. So one night, I had already had terrible sleep for about 3 days and was very weak, very exhausted, didn't have very much energy. It hurt to lay down because you lay down for 15 minutes, you have to roll over and keep rolling over, and the pain would not stop. Then I would get out of bed and walk around and be so exhausted I would just fall back into the bed and then flip over back. And it was horrifying because I couldn't sleep and I had no more energy. I was just like I was going to die. No more energy. So I got up and I got in the shower, and I had an enclosed shower that was like 30 inch by 30 inch glass shower tub. And it was about 4 inches deep with the drain in the middle. And it had the aluminum door frame on one side where you open the door with the magnet latch, you know? And I got in the shower, closed the door, turn on the water as hot as it would go. And I was holding my hands against the tile and going around in a circle from the shower head, and it just felt so good, the hot water. And suddenly I had this projectile vomiting purge, you know, and I just went, "Pum!" And I hit my head on the tile, and I slipped right off my feet and I fell down into the enclosure tub, balled up, and my ribs on my left side were over the drain. So I remember I was on my face, and I remember looking at the shower tub and the chrome piece and thinking, don't fall asleep, you're gonna drown, because I was over the drain. And I had no energy to fight it, and I just told myself, oh, you'll be okay. And I just passed out. So the next thing I know, I'm in a place, it's like a room, the walls, it's like a typical bedroom, kind of a cubicle, and it had the floor of my bathroom, but yet there were other people I could see around me in other rooms. It was kind of like we were bubbles in caviar or something, but I could see that there were different people around me, there was a guy to my right that was on the floor, and he was on his hands and knees and moaning and heaving. It looked like he'd been food poisoned also. I could hear a woman moaning, and I could actually tell what she was thinking. She was sad because she had died and she had young children that she did not want to leave. And I'm looking around, and I'm not realizing that I'm dead yet, but I'm obviously in a queue or some type of place where you go after you die to decompress or get out of your energy form of your earthly body or something. I don't know. I didn't even know that I had died because when I drowned, I was unconscious. So I'm looking around and I'm noticing all of these people were in different states of the form or the way that they had died. And it's like we had all arrived at the same time, and it was just like a big queue. And I got the impression that we were moving somewhere, like toward, I don't know, the spirit world or someplace that you go maybe to process your spirit to get another body and come back through the moon to reincarnate or something like that. We were going somewhere. There was a method and a fabrication procedure to it, like, here we go. And these two beings came up to my room, and they were looking down at me. Now, these guys, they were male. I don't remember specifically their faces. I don't remember if they had long hair and beards or looked like angels or anything, but I have the impression that they were humanoid, but not exactly like us. So they came up, and there were two of them looking at me. And the one on my right said to the one on my left, he said, "What is he doing here? He doesn't belong here. Send him back to the shower." And I went up immediately out of my cell or my bubble, and I turned around and I went back through this tunnel of light. It wasn't a white light. It was like the multicolored lights. So then that memory of that scene ends. Okay. Now I go back in a different time. I wake up. So I remember I was in the shower and I just got up and I was on my knees and I was going around in the water like this, and the water was really hot and I was enjoying it, and I thought, wow, I feel so much better. You know, since I had thrown up and fallen and gotten back up, I felt no pain. I thought, wow, I don't feel anything. And I had my eyes closed and I was feeling the water go through my ribs and trickle down my ribs, and it was going around my heart and it was going over all of my organs, my liver and my kidneys. I could feel all of my organs inside my body being stimulated by this hot, hot water, and just felt so good. And then I could see energy fields, and it was all the colors that you can imagine and more. It was like I was in that light being field where everything is made of light and color frequency, and I could see energies, and I was using my hands to see and smell and read everything, texture, temperature, and I could see swirls and patterns and things that looked like those, you know, those mental patterns where you have like that amoeba shape that as you zoom into it, it keeps repeating, and energies coming out of things. When the water would hit the water behind me, it would hit the surface of the water in the tub and then splash out like a shape of a hair follicle, and the energy would come out, and I was watching all the water drops hit the surface of the water, and it was all going right through me. And I still had my eyes closed, and I'm looking at all this with my spirit eyes through my energy body, and I'm using my hands to read everything. And I did that. In time, it felt like it must have been about 20, 25 minutes. And suddenly I realized, what am I doing? I thought, I've never done this before and had water going through my body and enjoyed it and seen all these things. And what is this I'm doing? So I opened my eyes and I looked down, and there was this naked body underneath me, you know, balled up on the shower tub floor. It was like 30 inch by 30 inch shower tub floor. And I looked at it. I hadn't recognized myself yet. And I looked at it. And I saw my head was next to the tile, and I was on my left cheek like this, and the water was up to about here. It was above my temple right here. It's like 4.5, 5 inches deep. only my head, this part was sticking out. And there was vomit on my head, and it was rainbow colored, peachy colored, and maybe you don't like these details. I was looking at it, but as a spirit, I didn't respond like, ooh, I just was looking at it. And I thought, well, that's kind of nasty, or, you know, not right. And then I could see bubbles going up the wall, up the tile. I had these 4-inch tiles, and I could actually see like a cloud of bubbles where the bacteria had digested and had gas. They were climbing up the tile. And I looked down and I could see the body, and around the backside, I had also had, at the same time I projectile vomited, I had things coming out the other end as well. Luckily, in the shower tub, my body was diagonally blocking corner to corner, so that didn't mix with where my head was. That should have been the least of my worries, I guess. But I looked at the face and I thought, yeah, that looks like me. Yeah, that's me. That is me. Yeah. And I looked around and I thought, well, it can't be good. I can't be breathing because my nose is underwater. My mouth is underwater. I think that's the only way. I had to think about it. That's the only way I could be breathing. And I'm not. And then it hit me all of a sudden. I just went, oh, no, Dad. And that fear, just everything flashed before me in a less than a second. It was like, this is the way my family's going to find me. Who knows how many days later, I was all by myself in the house. I was divorced with shared custody of my children, and they would come over every week. You know, someone wasn't going to find me for a few days, and I thought there would probably be water running out in the street down the gutters until somebody busted down my door to find out what was going on and if they hadn't seen me for a few days. And no one would know what happened to me. I would just be found drowned in my shower. And I did not want to be dead. And that fear, when I just realized, like, oh my God, I'm dead. It was like, just a lowering of frequency. I just literally just got sucked in. It was right through my chest. I just went right back into my chest. And it was painful. So it's hard to come back into your body when you feel so good and you have no pain in the spirit world, in the energy world. And then you choose to come back. So then that memory stops. Then I remember I was in the shower. I was underwater and my eyes opened. And I saw the water level up over my eye. And I realized that I had drowned. And the last thing before that that I remembered is I told myself, don't pass out, you're gonna drown. And I went, oh no. And I pushed off the floor and I sprung. I had to pull my skin off of the drain, which was going down the drain. I ripped myself off the drain and I came out and I busted the door open and I rolled out onto the bathroom floor. And I just exhaled water. It felt like for almost a minute. I just, it was all coming out of my lungs. And I was looking at that and realizing, you know, shooting like a garden hose out of my lungs, all of this water. Then I noticed around my hands, I was splashing on the floor and my bathroom had about an inch of water all over it. And I had a big bathroom, master bathroom in the 4-bedroom house. And it had the shower enclosure, the oval tub, and then a 2-sink countertop, and then a separate toilet area, and then a walk-in closet, maybe 14 feet across. And my water, like at least a half inch of water, was all the way over to the toilet, gone all the way across the bathroom. And I'm just bewildered. I'm looking around and I'm exhaling water and I'm thinking, what happened? And then I got up, I stood up and I looked in the mirror and man, did I look different. My eyes were all just saggy and looked like my eyeballs were gonna pop out. And on my ribs here, I had a ring with little nubs from the grill pattern of the drain. It looked like a French fry cutter. And my skin had started to, actually it was waterlogged and was starting to go down the drain with negative pressure. And it was almost a centimeter into the drain or a little less. But when I pulled myself off of that drain, I had little bumps on my skin from where my skin was going. I was underwater, I figure, for at least an hour and a half, because about 2 days later, I figured out a way to, I covered the drain with a piece of rubber, and I turned on the shower and I let the tub fill up, and then I let it run over onto the floor a little bit. I didn't want to run it all the way across the bathroom floor again, because that was the second story. I didn't want to flood my kitchen, and it didn't damage anything else, luckily. But it took at least 40 minutes to fill up the shower tub. Then when you calculate spilling over and then across the bathroom floor to reach all the way over to the toilet area, it had to have been an hour and 20 minutes. And by the length of my skin that was waterlogged and going down the drain. Also, another thing that I had was on my cheek here. I had a necrotic area on my skin that was discolored, and it really never healed. And at one point, it created a cyst, and I had to have that removed. So I've had that actually stitched by a plastic surgeon. I got up and I wandered around my house. This was about 3 o'clock in the morning now, 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was just pacing around my house trying to figure out what happened. I hadn't remembered everything yet. And which, by the way, the memories come back to you when you're dreaming. For the next 2-3 nights in a row, I would dream of everything that I've told you up till now in the full sequence. But until I dreamed it all, all I could remember was when I woke up and pulled myself off the drain. So after pacing around my house for a little while, the sun started coming up. So I went to the 7-Eleven to get some coffee. And when I walked in, the clerk there, his name is Marvin, he knew me because I was in there all the time. It was the 7-Eleven in front of my neighborhood. And he looked at me and he went, "Oh my God." He's from Bangladesh. "Oh my God." He covered his eyes. He goes, "What happened to you?" And I looked, I said, "Is it that obvious?" And he goes, "What happened? Oh my God." He wouldn't even look at me. He's like, "What happened to you?" And he looked, "Oh." And I said, "I had an accident in my shower. I'll tell you about it later." He goes, "You don't even look the same color." He says, "You look like you've aged 20 years since I saw you yesterday. What happened?" And I said, "I had an accident in my shower, but I'll tell you about it later." I actually never did tell him what happened. I never got around to it. But I went back home, and that was it. That's my story. So I have a friend of mine who's a veterinarian that I talked to, and I told that story, and he said that the reason that you were able to come back into your body is because you had those two hot water heaters. My house was a 4-bedroom, 4-bath with a pool, and it had an industrial water heating system with two water heaters that would, you could use one while the other one heated back and forth on a parallel system, and you could have hot, continuous water. And that's what kept me alive, because if I would have run out of hot water, I may not have been able to come back. So, and that's what happened. Now I'm going to tell you what has happened in my life since then. I've told various people this story. Some people believe it, some don't. No one in my family believes it. Even though I have witnesses, I have my water bill and my gas bill from that month to prove it. I have Scar to prove it. And I have Marvin to prove it. Family won't listen. People don't believe, you know, it would be different if I had died in a hospital or an accident where there were paramedics involved or some other professional medical witnesses. People might believe it. But since I was alone in my house, what has changed in my life? I don't worry about death for sure anymore. I know we continue on and our spirit goes on forever. And there are different places we go. Spirit world is a place where we are taken, I think, to decompress from whatever trauma we just died from, or a place to go if you don't even realize you're dead yet. Like, let's say someone is smothered in their sleep and they may be unaware. I was unaware that I was dead because I don't remember dying. I was unconscious. I was unconscious when I breathed in the water and drowned. So I'm really not scared of death anymore. I've lost motivation for my career and for ladder climbing and for making a lot of money. A lot of things don't matter to me anymore. I don't have the will to have super nice material goods. A lot of my ex-colleagues and family, they think I've lost it and flipped out because I've just completely changed. I'm a different person. I'm much more spiritual. not as religious, not as organized religious, but I am much more spiritual. In this experience, I did not see the Lord or God, the Father, although I know they exist. It just wasn't my time. So I had a reason to come back. I guess it was an accident that I accidentally drowned in my shower, and I was sent back and able to come back and resuscitated and kept alive or brought back to life. I don't know what you would call it. One thing that I've learned about from this experience is that in that place where all of those people were who had just died, like I had, everyone was in their state, in their human form, in the place where they had died, in all different states of trauma and grotesque, whatever had happened to their bodies, that's what they looked like. But I think it was a place where you go to, first of all, for someone like me to realize that you died, or you're not in your body anymore, your earth body, your mortal body, but you've gone somewhere else. And then I realized everyone's all together and we're going someplace. In my own opinion, I think we were going eventually back to the moon to reincarnate and be assigned to another womb. That's just my personal opinion. No one told me that, but the two beings that came up and spoke above me, and the one said, "What is he doing here? He doesn't belong. Send him back to the shower." So they knew where I was, where I'd come from, and that I was able to live, and it wasn't my time to die. So they sent me back. The other thing was the light energy body was amazing. Your hands are amazing. You can do so many things in the light world with your, even your hands. It was just like energy. I could read temperature, smell, touch, see everything with my eyes closed. I was reading the entire energy field around me with my eyes closed, even my spiritual eyes closed. Remember, because when I found my body, I finally had to open my spiritual eyes and look down because I had my spiritual eyes closed. And I thought, why am I doing this? You know, what is going on? And I opened my eyes and looked down, and there was my body. So since this experience, that was in December of 2012, I worked full time in my career for about another year. Late 2013, I actually was laid off from a work contract that I had. And I began to get my house in order to sell it so that I could move to Houston to take care of my father who had cancer. So I moved in with my father. After that, I became a singer and I had a bucket list of things after my father passed away. I went to South America, I went to Chile, and I became a street busker. I was one of the people in the streets singing and performing. And I did that for almost a year in 2016 and made a living doing that. Came back and was helping my sister take care of my mother, who was ill and going into a nursing home, who recently died in May of 2021 of complications from COVID. Then I've become an investor, so actually I'm not interested in working in a corporate culture anymore. I actually climbed pretty high up the corporate ladder into upper leadership. I just don't have anything to prove anymore. And after having this experience, I've lost the will or the interest or the motivation to pursue large amounts of money. Now, I used to manage expense accounts of up to $500,000 a year, just for travel and entertainment. That was for conventions, meals, parties, cocktail parties, whatever we did. Traveling all over the world and always five-star hotels and things like that. But I really don't like that anymore. Just nothing impresses me. I have no interest in going back into my career. I completely got out of debt. I have downsized everything and kind of gotten off grid where now I can live just on my gains from investments that I've made. People, my ex-colleagues and some of my family, they think I'm crazy and poor, but I can live on my gains and I have no interest. Over time, they'll grow, be making more gains. I've had people call me and have job offers to go interview. I had the last time a recruiter called me for an interview, it was to move to North Carolina to be a vice president over a surgical tooling supply company for operating rooms over all of Latin America. I told him at that time, I said, you know, I can't even go interview. I'm taking care of my parents. He says, you're not going to go interview? I said, no. I said, I don't even want to be tempted to take that job. You know, so at the same time, after this death experience that I had, my parents were ill. And in my midlife, it became my responsibility and duty to take care of them. Now that that's over, I've been out of my career for several years and I haven't gone back, but I haven't had a desire to, is what I'm saying. Since I had that death experience, I haven't had the desire to return to committing my life 7 days a week to a corporate job and trying to climb a ladder and impress people and how I dress and what I drive. Just nothing matters to me anymore. Sometimes I scare myself because there's not much that motivates me other than being a good person, trying to maintain my health, trying to be happy, trying to be happy with other people, nice to other people, love life. But sometimes I wonder why I came back from the dead and why I was allowed to come back. And if I have a purpose, there must be a reason why I came back. And I really don't know what that is yet. I can't tell you like, oh, I've discovered why, I've discovered my niche, but I'm a completely different person. I have a different personality. I do all of my bucket list things now. I'm a singer, guitar player. I busk, I sing. I'd rather be performing out in the street, making money with tips and living on that. I got myself completely out of debt after I sold my house and I lived with my father and then I lived with my mother. Just recently, I've moved again. I have my own apartment. I have no interest in buying a house, even though I have the money, I could buy a house and I have credit, but I would rather travel and see the world and meet people. And I just have no interest in dressing fancy, jewelry, boats, watches, motorcycles. I had a Harley Davidson. I had a lot of things, but I'm just not interested in those things anymore. Because I know what this life is about and I know what we are. What we're made of is that light energy body that goes back to another world. So we're only here temporarily. So the only thing that you're guaranteed in this world is that you're gonna die and taxes, right? So thank you for hearing my story. Bye.